Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 57 of Ask Pat. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. If you have a question you'd like answered here on the show, head on over to askpat.com. Now, today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. I love FreshBooks. They are here to help us organize our finances, invoices, and just keep everything intact. I really wish I had started with FreshBooks much earlier when I first started doing online business. I had to play catch up. So don't play catch up. Go to getfreshbooks.com and put in Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About Us section. You'll get a 60-day extended free trial if you do that. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, Ask Pat in the referral section. Now, today's question comes from Ted about something called PLR. If you don't know what PLR is, those are private label rights, and typically they refer to articles that other people have written that are privately labeled that you can purchase and use on your own site. So let's hear from Ted about exactly what he's thinking about or asking about in regards to PLR or private label rights content.
Hi, Pat. My name is Ted Pinkerton, and I blog at specialneedshome.org. It's about raising special needs twin boys. I recently went to my first conference, and one of the trainings was on content creation. But what it really ended up being about was PLRs, which I'd never heard of. Now, I would never use PLRs on my primary website, but I also have a niche site about substance abuse certification that, quite honestly, I have a hard time coming up with content on a regular basis. I've listened to you for a long time, and I trust what you say, so I'd like to know what are your thoughts on using PLR, particularly for a niche site. Thanks.
Ted, thank you so much for your question. PLR is a very sensitive subject, and it was, you know, PLR, using private label rights articles, buying sets of articles that you can use for your own stuff. A lot of people have sort of weird feelings about that, and you know, it's no wonder, because you're purchasing stuff that other people has written, and you're putting it on your own site, whether it's your own main site or your blog or a niche site like you're talking about, Ted. I'm going to give you my thoughts and feelings about this, but before that, I want to mention a resource. This is session 9 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. I had a woman on as a guest, an amazing woman. Her name is Nicole Dean from NicoleOnTheNet.com. And what I love about Nicole, she has a very cool motto that I've sort of adapted and have used, and I tell myself over time, you want to make money by making the web a more wonderful place. That's where that phrase comes from. It's from Nicole Dean. Make money by making the web a more wonderful place. And I love that sort of philosophy. And she has a company, actually. A person who said that, Nicole Dean, has a company that sells PLR articles at easyplr.com. And she sells all types of articles. She hires writers to create articles that she then sells to other people who are in those same niches. Now, there's a lot of things to think about when it comes to PLR. If you post those articles on your site, those are articles that are potentially going to be posted on other sites, and you could suffer from duplicate content penalties, or you just, you know, if you're in the same niche as somebody else using those same articles, if somebody comes to your page and sees that that's something they've already read somewhere else, what's that going to say about your site? It's, you know, internally, a lot of people don't feel right about doing that. They feel like they have to create all the content themselves, and I understand that because that's how I feel as well. However, Nicole makes a very strong argument, and I agree with her in this regard. You can use PLR articles. You can purchase articles that other people have written who may be experts or who have done the research on things that you might not be quite as much of an expert in, but reshape that content. Use that as a starting point or inspiration for the creation of your own content that you can then publish on your own site. So what you essentially do is you take these PLR articles, you read them, you reshape them, you put them in your own words and your own voice and your own style that your audience is used to listening to, and then you can publish that on your site. And that's totally okay. I feel like that is totally okay because you're using PLR to help you sort of with that starting point. Maybe you, like you said, Ted, you're struggling a little bit about what to talk about. Well, when you get these articles from PLR, repositories, you're going to know what to talk about. They're written on specific topics about the particular topic that you want to write about because those are the articles you purchased. And then you can sort of expand from there or take what they've written and, add to it or reshape it I know a lot of people who didn't feel comfortable using PLR, but then have purchased PLR articles. And what they do is they have the PLR article on one side and they use the PLR article on the other side and they sort of side by side and they have a blank page on the other side that they're going to write to create their article that they're going to publish. And they sort of read the PLR article, they think about that, the first couple paragraphs, and then they sort of reword it and put it into their own voice. Now, that might take a little bit longer than just adding a few words here and there and reshaping it. But of course, the more you sort of rework it and turn it into your own voice, the more unique it's going to be. And of course, again, if your goal is to make the web a more wonderful place, you don't want to take the exact content that you buy that you know other people are going to have on their site too and just paste it on your site. But if you want to make the web a more wonderful place, like Nicole says, you can take this content that is going to help somebody because it's about a topic that you know is important and you just might not know enough about to write about or to get a good start with. You can take that, reshape it, revoice it, and put it on your own site so people can benefit from it. So those are my thoughts with PLR. I feel like if you copy-paste directly from the articles that you purchase and just put it on your website, that's no good. That's sort of copping out. That's just the easy way, and you're going to get penalized. And over time, maybe it might work a little bit in the beginning, especially if you do well with backlinking and those sorts of things. But over time, I feel like work that's done in that way will catch up to you. For sure. It has caught up to me before. But if you take the time to read those articles that you purchase, reshape them, and put them in your own voice and own style on your own site, it can truly benefit somebody. And a lot of times you wouldn't have been able to do that without the help of PLR material. So if you want to get access to good PLR material, I know Nicole has a place. It's called Easy PLR. If you go to askpat.com/easy, E-A-S-Y, P-L-R, that'll give you great sort of library of articles to choose from, and your niche might or might not be there, but she does have great writers writing for there. So again, that's askpat.com/easyPLR. Ted, I hope that answers your question today about PLR, and for those of you out there who maybe not even have known that existed, maybe you can start with those articles now and produce stuff for your audience that you wouldn't have been able to produce on your own, as long, again, as you put your own voice to it. So, Ted, an Ask Pat t-shirt is headed your way. Thank you so much again. If you have a question you'd like answered here on the show, head on over to askpat.com. You can just ask that question right there on the widget, using that widget right on that page, using your microphone, your internal mic on your computer or a headset or whatever the case may be. You don't have to phone in. Just leave me a question. I'm here to help you. And again, this episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. If you go to getfreshbooks.com and put in Ask Pat in the referral section, you will get a 60-day extended free trial to the best software you could use online to help you manage your finances, just to keep track of everything, invoices, to go back in history. It really helps during tax season, which I know it's right around the corner. So again, that's getfreshbooks.com. Put an Ask Pat in the referral section. Thank you to FreshBooks for their awesome sponsorship of the show. And of course, I'm going to end with a quote. This is from Louise Brown. Louise Brown says, "Never give up. And most importantly, Be true to yourself. Write from your heart in your own voice and about what you believe in. And again, I think PLR is okay, and you can do that using PLR. Just don't copy-paste. You don't want to do that. But get inspiration from something, turn it into your own, add to it, maybe even change it. Maybe even take a whole different take on it. But at least you know something to start with, and then you can go from there to deliver value to your audience, which should always, always be the goal. Take care. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.